Tammy almost immediately confirmed our plans for the evening. Since I would be at my place in a few hours, I would have time to nap before going out for a few drinks later. After I'd arrived home from the ride on the jet, I'd taken a long shower, unable to stop thinking about Cammy's encouragement to date and have some fun. At the same time, my mind was preoccupied with Shadow Whisperer, and questions about his real identity kept swirling around inside my head. Maybe he was a good guy, just discreet in his sex life. I understood. No one knew about my night job or my fear of being judged. I was pretty sure even Cammy would have something to say about it, so it made sense not to put myself in that position unless I had no other choice. Pushing the questions aside, I yawned as I made my way to the bed for some shut-eye. After a long nap, I dressed in jeans that hugged my ass and paired it with a blue silk blouse. For an added touch, I curled my hair as thoughts of the attractive bartender took up space in my mind. The idea of seeing him again sent my heart racing, mingled with an intense curiosity about who Sebastian really was. Maybe it was time to find out. "Babe, you look amazing. Stop fussing over your clothes," Cammy scolded me outside the Velvet Vortex entrance. Her long hair flowed past her shoulders with loose curls at the end. Cammy always looked picture perfect, even when she had just woken up. She adjusted her orchid top and revealed a little more cleavage before we strolled in. "I'm trying," I tugged at my lower lip with my teeth, a bundle of nerves and excitement forming in the pit of my stomach. What if Sebastian was actually interested instead of the harmless flirting he'd shown me last night? My tummy fluttered with the idea until I reminded myself that I had little time to have fun and unwind. The last year had been stolen with doctor appointments and work. Then I remembered my promise to myself. Things had to change. I needed some balance, or I would lose my mind. "Can I admit that I'm a bit surprised that you wanted to come back here so soon?" I laughed as I opened the front door and entered the building, following a long, dimly lit hall. The dance floor wouldn't open until 9, which was a few hours away, but food and drinks started at 5. It was run a bit differently from most clubs, but I didn't mind. Once we began to dance, it was hard to talk over the music anyway, so arriving early gave me time to catch up with Cammy. "I thought about what you said last night. It's been a hell of a year, and I need to relax." We entered the restaurant area, and every corner of the room echoed with laughter, conversations, and the soft undertones of background music. Waitstaff gracefully navigated the maze of tables, their trays heavy with steaming dishes, drinks, and an assortment of desserts. "Relax with an Australian bartender, maybe?" She grinned at me, then glanced around. "They're already busy." Cammy flipped her long blonde hair over her shoulder, her smile sparkling. "Yeah, they are." A pretty hostess led us to a table, and Cammy cackled with glee as she slid into one side of the booth. "Thought you might want that side since Sebastian is working. The view is much better." I tucked my hair behind my ear and realized that I had a direct path to the bar and eye candy. "Yes, it is." Cammy rubbed her hands together like a devious child plotting a prank. "He's sinfully gorgeous." I smoothed my top and wiped my damp palms on my jeans. My heart tap danced against my chest as I allowed myself to drool over Sebastian. Every contour of his body seemed etched with precision. His broad shoulders and well-defined pectorals stretched the fabric of his black t-shirt, making it cling to him as if tailor-made for his physique. I imprinted the details on my brain as his coworker joined him. Black t-shirts must have been part of the uniform. My brows knitted together as the two men stood with their backs to me, appearing similar in height with broad shoulders and short brown hair. From this view, they could be twins. I wonder if they were related. Sebastian threw his head back and laughed, the sound muffled by the chatter of the guests. You should go say hi. A tall waiter in his 30s approached our table, cutting off my response.
Hello, ladies, what can I get for you?
Cammy worried her bottom lip with her teeth. One Jack and Coke for Ella, and one Long Island iced tea for me, plus let Sebastian know that Ella is here. My nostrils flared, but I would have to wait to slap my best friend until we had no audience.
Sure thing, I'll be right back.
The waiter offered us a warm smile before he disappeared.
Cammy! What happened to allowing me to talk to him in my own timing?
I didn't need to chide her in a soft tone. It was loud, and no one would even notice me yelling at her.
What? I just thought I'd help move your evening along. He was clearly flirting with you last night, so maybe he'll be happy you're back. You'll never know unless you get out there, babe.
I watched our waiter approach the bar and chat with Sebastian. He turned in my direction, then flashed me a full-on, panty-dropping smile that turned my hormones into a puddle. My thighs clenched, and I crossed my legs as I gave him a small wave.
Shit, he saw me. My pulse kicked up with every step he took toward me.
Oh, tall, dark, and handsome is on his way over. This is so exciting,
Cammy said, wiggling her brows at me. Sebastian's grin never wavered as he approached the table with our drink order.
Ella!
He set the Jack and Coke in front of me before he gave Cammy her Long Island.
I'm surprised, but happy to see you again.
He folded his arms over his chest, his pectoral muscles flexing as he moved.
Yeah, my evening plans got canceled, so we came for a few drinks, I explained.
And him, Cammy mouthed behind him.
I need to get back to the bar, but why don't you come see me after you eat?
Okay.
A flush crept across my face as he turned and walked away, my interest firmly planted on his jean-clad ass and thighs. Cammy fanned her cheeks.
My God, that accent is orgasmic. I'm pretty sure I just flooded the basement. Cammy!
I hid my face in my hands, giggling. I peered at her through my fingers.
Did I just agree to talk to him some more?
Cammy rolled her eyes at me.
Yes. And you will spend time at the bar chatting up the hot Australian, or you and I are breaking up.
Laughing, I stirred my cocktail with the straw before I raised my glass to my bestie and waited for her to do the same.
To hot men and best friends, I said. Yeah, bitch.
We clinked the rims of the glasses, and then I took several gulps. I needed some liquid courage. Talking to a guy behind a camera or computer screen was one thing, but chatting with one face to face was another ballgame. And I hoped like hell I was up to the challenge.
Chapter 6. Sebastian. Watch the spillage, man, Kip said as his brow rose. You're off your game tonight. What gives? On occasion, my best friend filled in at the bar for me, and since I had a long night of inventory and ordering ahead, I'd asked if he could pick up an extra shift. I jerked the bottle of Crown Royal back from the highball glass, added some Coke, and handed it to the guy patiently waiting for his drink. Nothing's up. I wiped up the whiskey from the bar and shot a sideways glance in Ella's direction. To my astonishment, she'd showed up for dinner with one of her friends from last night. It was as if the universe sensed the moment I let her slip from my thoughts, only to bring her right back into them. Kip popped me on the shoulder with his bar towel and shook his head. Man, it's that chick again. I chuckled. Her name is Ella, which makes her no longer a random chick. I see how it is. Someone's caught your attention. Kip snickered behind his hand as he rushed to help the next patron. The bar buzzed with energy and a waiting line. The thought of finding time to chat with Ella seemed impossible. I gripped the back of my neck, my frustration growing. Don't you have work to do? I snapped. Ignoring my clipped tone, Kip nodded to the people filing in through the front door. Looks like we both do. It's about to get busier. Bloody hell, I grumbled, quickly pushing my irritation aside. I plastered on a smile and tended to a pretty girl at the bar. Thankfully, after I served her, she didn't linger or try to flirt. Ella was the only person I wanted to talk to, but she was across the room. The next 2 hours passed in a whirl as Kip and I zigzagged from one end of the bar to the other, serving a continuous wave of customers. Sweat formed on my forehead, and I made a mental note to freshen up when I could. Then as I turned to serve another customer, I stopped dead in my tracks. There they were, Ella and her friend, comfortably seated at the bar. You're slammed tonight. Ella tucked her long, dark hair behind her ear and smiled. Good money, I hope. It's flat out busy, but yeah, the money is nice. Sometimes it gets old, though. Hey, handsome. Another girl leaned on the counter and shared her ample cleavage with me. I'd learned long ago to keep my attention on the face, not the tits. It kept me out of hot water. I'll be right with you. No way was I walking away from Ella until I got her drinks. Ella's friend waved at me. I'm Cammy, Ella's best friend. It's nice to meet you. Sorry, I should have introduced the both of you. The thin strap of Ella's scarlet bra fell down her upper arm, the red, a stark contrast against her porcelain skin. Unable to look away, I wished I was her hand when she slipped the strap back up her skin, out of sight once more. My dick instantly hardened. I wasn't sure if it was her gorgeous smile or the smoking body, but there was something about this girl I couldn't shake. Sebastian. I nodded and smiled at Cammy. She was pretty, but there was no comparison between her and Ella. Can I get a mate? Ella asked. One for me too, please. Cammy added, fishing her debit card from her back jeans pocket. This round is on the house. I winked at Ella before disappearing to make their order and handle the flirt still waiting. Kip eventually made his way over. Take a break, man. Go talk to her. You sure? He's crazy. Remove your name tag and stand next to her. If I need you, I'll wave you back over. And you've been here since noon. Grab some food. We won't have time to eat before we... He shot me a knowing look. The crushing burden of my secret weighed on my shoulders. The hidden truth screamed at me, reminding me that I had no right to even glance at Ella, or any other woman for that matter. With a shake of my head, I pushed away the thoughts. I was done sidelining myself from life. Ella's presence offered a glimmer of hope, suggesting she might be open at least to conversation. Sure thing, Mom. I laughed as I ordered a burger and fries from the kitchen before I removed my name tag and hurried over to Ella and Cammy on the other side of the bar. Kip is making me take a break. Hopefully hanging with you ladies for a few minutes is okay. I could have sworn Ella's expression clouded. Had I said something wrong?
We would love to.
Cammy flashed a big smile at Ella.
Right?
I tilted my head at Ella and chuckled, amused as a soft pink dusted her cheeks. She was a breath of fresh air compared to most women who came into the club.
Right.
Damn, she's beautiful. So, Ella, are you a college student? Open mouth, insert foot. She was definitely too young for me, but she didn't need to know that. Unfortunately, I had just opened that can and couldn't slap the lid back on fast enough. Well, I must look really young. She laughed. I graduated 8 years ago from the University of Oregon. I'm 29.
Almost 30,
Cammy added. She nibbled on her stir straw, watching our conversation occur. Too bad I couldn't tell what Cammy was thinking. I wasn't stupid. I knew how this shit would play out. The best friend held the power to make or break a relationship, which meant I had to impress Cammy as much as Ella. Not to mention, I was 11 years her senior. It was better than I first thought, though. What kind of work do you do? I stared at Ella's full lips as she drank her Mai Tai.
I'm a paralegal at Barnaby and Smooch.
Her forehead creased.
I have no idea why attorneys have such strange last names. Anyway, they're criminal lawyers. The work is interesting. I mean, I have front row seats to their cases. If I am really honest, I'm fascinated with some criminals. Why do they do what they do? Hurt or kill people? Is it psychological? Sociological? Were they born that way?
And some of us can't help but love the bad boys,
Cammy said. Ella shook her head. Ignore her. Fuck. 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 Just my damn luck. I shoved my fingers through my hair, then instantly regretted it. Hopefully it wasn't sticking up at an awkward angle. I bet it's fascinating to see what goes on behind the scenes of the legal system.
Sometimes it's scary, like when you know someone is guilty but the attorneys are so damn good they get them off the charges. But it's not my job to judge.
She gave me a half shrug, and I wondered if she ever battled guilt about her work.
Here you go, Bess.
Kip set my food at the end of the bar. Ella pointed behind me.
Someone's trying to get your attention.
Kip and I turned around to see what she was talking about. A playful grin slipped over Kip's face as he approached the woman at the other end of the bar. The brunette handed him a red jacket that I immediately recognized as his. Kip tipped his chin at the lady before he walked away.
At least you didn't keep it. I get tired of replacing jackets. Be right back. I'm going to put it away.
Kip laughed as he held it up, then disappeared through the door that led to the inventory and locker room. I scooted the plate over. I realized that you two just ate dinner, but the fries here are amazing. Help yourselves, ladies. Otherwise, I'll feel like an asshole eating in front of you. Ella's smile reached her eyes as she snatched one up and popped it in her mouth.
Mmm, you're right. Those are really good.
Since you ladies are drinking, I'll get some fries going for you. Be right back. Not only did I have a legal responsibility for someone leaving Velvet Vortex drunk, I wanted to make sure the ladies were safe to drive home when they were ready. A shadow of guilt crossed Kip's expression as I neared the register to place the food order.
Sorry to cut your meal short, he said, but I need help.
I released a weary breath.
It's all right, mate.
I knew it wouldn't last long. Let me tell Ella I'm not skipping out on her. Replacing my name tag on my shirt, I hurried over. I've got to save Kip from drowning. I'll be back when I can with your fries. I picked up my plate and hurried to the kitchen to box it up. When I returned to the bar, I barely had time to think about Ella other than to grab another drink for her and Cammy with their snack. At least the tips were flowing well. I didn't need the money, but it was a matter of principle to me. If a customer got good service, they should tip. End of discussion. Even though the staff was paid well, A good chunk of what they made in a night was from tips. When those were dependent on another person's mood, that shit blew. As Cammy moved away from the bar and headed toward the restroom, my focus immediately shifted to Ella. A brown-haired guy quickly claimed Cammy's seat, and my protective instincts kicked into overdrive. I'd seen plenty of crazy shit go down in my life that I could spot trouble a fucking mile away. The guy looked shady as hell. My gaze flicked her way several times, assessing the situation and gauging her body language. He chatted with Ella as she defensively crossed her arms over her chest. She wasn't interested in whatever he had to say. Good. As soon as I took care of the people at the end of the bar, I planned to make my way toward her without looking like an overbearing asshole. Suddenly, her expression morphed into annoyance as she slipped off the bar stool, scanning the floor below. Had I not been watching her, I would have missed what the motherfucker did. A guttural growl rumbled through me as I stormed toward him with laser-focused rage. In a swift motion, I knocked over Ella's drink, shattering it into the wall. I jumped over the bar, narrowly missing her as she gaped at me, and I grabbed the fucking guy by his shirt. I tossed him on the floor like a sack of rotten potatoes before I pinned him down and raised my fist, pounding him with one good shot straight in the nose. Get the fuck out, and don't you ever come back here, you miserable piece of shit, I roared. Shocked, the man stared at me as blood poured down his face. I hopped off him, my hands clenching and unclenching with my barely restrained temper. Out. Now. I'll fucking sue you for assault, he yelled. By then, everyone in the restaurant was watching the drama go down. I climbed onto the bar top, cupped my hands around my mouth and talked as loudly as possible. Take a look at this man. He just tried to slip drugs into a woman's drink. If you see him here again, notify me or Kip immediately. And for the rest of the fuckers that might even think about drugging and raping a girl in my club, I'll come for you too, but I won't be so damn nice. Consider yourself warned. I looked down the length of the bar at Kip as a wicked smile slipped into place. I'll be back. I want to make sure Ella is all right. I hopped off the bar and headed over to a shocked and rattled woman. Her hands shook as she picked up the pieces of the glass on the floor. Shit. She jerked her hand back, blood pooling on the end of her finger and dripping onto the floor. Ella, are you okay? Let the staff take care of that. I gently took her arm as she trembled. Let's get you cleaned up and make sure there's not any glass in your finger.
Okay.
Her voice wobbled as she focused on me.
I need to let Cammy know I'm with you. She'll freak out if I leave without telling her.
Kip, tell Cammy that Ella is with me, I said as we passed by him. He nodded. Then I led her through the kitchen and to the door marked Employees Only. I passed through the break room, collected a Band-Aid and an antibacterial wipe, and took her outside. My temper was still at full throttle, but I didn't want to scare Ella any more than she already was. We stepped outside into the cool night air, and I closed the door behind us. Are you all right? I gripped her shoulders. Did you drink anything from the time he sat down next to you? Her eyes widened as she shook her head.
No, he put something in my drink?
Anger brewed to life behind her gaze. Yeah, thank God I saw him before it was too late. Let me see your finger. I gently cleaned it and inspected the small slice before I placed the Band-Aid around the cut. There you go. To my surprise, Ella hugged me.
Thank you. I could tell he was an asshole as soon as he took Cammy's seat. I told him she would be right back, but he didn't care.
Her entire body leaned against mine, tremors still racking her small frame.
She buried her nose against my neck, and her breath scratched my skin. Ella's full breasts pressed against me, and her warm, soft curves were short-wiring my brain. I wrapped her in my arms, comforting her. My heart skipped a beat as her body fit perfectly against mine. Reluctantly, I stepped back and allowed a little space between us before she could feel my dick straining against my jeans. It wasn't the time, but my cock didn't seem to care. I won't put up with that shit in my club. Confusion skipped across her face.
Wait, your club? You own Velvet Vortex?
I rubbed my jaw, the stubble rough against my fingers. Yeah, I have a few business partners. Kip is one of them, but I hold the majority share.
I had no idea. I guess I thought you were just the bartender.
A deep blush darkened her cheeks.
Sorry, that was going to sound super shitty, and I didn't mean it like that.
It's okay. No offense taken. I massaged the back of my neck as I realized that she had shown an interest in me before she knew I was part owner of a thriving business. I was sick and tired of meeting women who were after my money. The tension in my shoulders eased with the realization that this woman was different. Now that you know I have a temper, would that deter you from going out with me? A small smile crept across her face, making my heart skip a beat. It had been way too long since I'd taken someone out.
What did you have in mind?
She shoved her hands into the front pockets of her jeans. Her shyness was endearing. Not here, that's for damn sure. I chuckled. A nice dinner at a restaurant. I want to talk and learn more about who Ella is, so not a bar and grill. What kind of food do you like?
Most food. Pizza, popcorn, Chinese.
My brows knitted together. Steak? Lobster? Seafood? She nodded, excitement flickering through her gaze.
Excellent. How about tomorrow evening? I'll pick you up at 8. Wear something nice. Oh, you're taking me somewhere fancy?
I frowned for a brief second. Hasn't a guy taken you to an expensive dinner before? She scrunched up her nose.
Most of the guys I know are paying off college loans, so that would be a no.
She looked away and cleared her throat.
I realize that you're older than I am, but how old are you?
Her voice was thin, as if she really didn't want to hear the answer. I'm 40. My pulse spiked as I waited for her to respond. I hope that's not too old for you.
Chapter 7. Ella. After beating the hell out of a guy for nearly drugging me, Sebastian helped me, and then I didn't give a shit how old he was. Unless my instincts were wrong, he was safe and dependable, something I hadn't experienced in a long time. More than that, even before he went all hero on my behalf, I was definitely interested. For 40, he was so damn good looking and fit. His body toned and sculpted. Oh God, if I didn't stop, I would be a total goner. 11 years doesn't bother me. Being an asshole does. Sebastian gave me a devilishly sexy smile, making my knees go weak. Good. I was a little worried that you might not want to go out with me if you knew I was older. I nibbled on my lower lip. Why did being around him send my belly dipping like I was on a wild ride at Disney World? Still, it felt nice to be excited about getting to know a guy. Well, stop worrying. I better get back in there and help Kip. I'm guessing no other douchebag will try any more shit around me for the remainder of the evening. I hope not, and thank you again. With an appreciative gesture, I squeezed his biceps. Sebastian gave me a little bow. At your service, ma'am. A giggle broke free as his words warmed me.
I'll probably find Cammy and head out. If I'm completely honest, I only showed up tonight to see if you were working. Sebastian's eyes darkened as he closed the distance between us. He took my hand and raised it to his mouth, turning my palm up and pressing his lips against my wrist. My pulse stuttered wildly under his touch, and our gazes locked. I fought the urge to shiver. Not once had a sweet gesture sparked such a reaction from me. A desire to be cherished. I was used to rude, crude, dominating men on the website and at work. But Sebastian seemed different, and I was looking forward to finding out. My heart fluttered against the walls of my chest, and I reined in the impulse to kiss him silly. He gently lowered my arm but kept a light hold on it. Moving closer to me, he softly said, "Until tomorrow evening. Be a good girl for me." With that, he released my hand and stepped toward the door. I sucked in the air and realized that my panties were soaked. Maybe it's time someone else gave me an orgasm. My hand and a vibrator were only appealing for so long. I wanted to be wined, dined, 69'd, and whisked away to another reality, even if only for a few hours. Sebastian walked away, then opened the door for me.
"Before we part ways for the evening,"
he removed his phone from his back pocket and handed it to me.
"Your number, please. I mean, you don't have to give it to me, but it will be difficult to pick you up at your place if I have no idea where I'm going."
His deep chuckle infused the space between us. I took his cell and added my digits. "I was wondering when you'd ask me for it." Once I finished, I held it out to him, and his warm fingers brushed against mine, sending a spark of delicious electricity through me. My phone buzzed, and I grinned as Sebastian's text popped up on my screen. I quickly saved his number. The kitchen's heat blasted against my cool skin as we walked through it and back to the bar, where Cammy was waiting for me, her forehead pinched with worry. When she saw me with Sebastian, her shoulders relaxed.
"I'll see you tomorrow,"
Sebastian said.
"Okay."
I offered him a warm smile as he hurried to help Kip. Sebastian's magnetism hadn't escaped me the first time I saw him. And once again, I noticed all the girls sitting along the bar. Several of them sighed when Sebastian joined his friend. Both men tall, broad-shouldered, and completely drool-worthy. Cammy hurried over to me, wearing a bewildered expression.
"What the fuck did I miss? I swear, I can't leave you for 1 minute without shit hitting the fan. I heard Sebastian beat the hell out of some dude for no reason."
I frowned. He had every reason. Some sick bastard tried to drug my drink. I didn't see him, but Sebastian did. He flew over the bar and punched the guy in the nose. I bet that guy was so fucked up, he'll probably need a plastic surgeon to put his face back together.
Cammy gasped. "Holy crap! And good for Sebastian.
I wonder if he ended up in the emergency room. If I were working in the ER tonight, I would have someone make sure he was reported for trying to drug you. Even if there wasn't proof, he would be on the cops' radar.
Plus,"
a silly smile eased into place as she shrugged,
"I might be friends with a certain hot cop who visits my nurse's station, and maybe he'll find out who the asshole is."
Appreciating my best friend for having my back, I was still a little unnerved by the shady incident. The situation could have turned into something so much worse if Sebastian hadn't caught the asshole.
"Do you think your cop friend would try to find out? Maybe the guy already has a record."
My brows pinched together. I loathed the idea of that man doing this to other women. He needed to be stopped for good.
"We'll see. He stops by almost every shift I work, but I think he's working nearby. I'll check the records during my next shift to see if anyone came into the emergency room. If I can get a name, I'll mention it to him."
"Thanks." I blew out a heavy sigh. "After all the excitement, I'm ready to call it a night. Are you ready to leave? If not, I can take an Uber to my place."
Bitch, no, I'm ready too. I'm super tired after the last week at work. Arguing with management takes it out of me. Cammy rose from her seat, and I slipped my arm through hers. Well, you wouldn't have to argue if they realized you were right, and they should just do as they're told. Cammy laughed as we made our way to the exit. I glanced over my shoulder at Sebastian, who gave me a small wave. Looks like someone is smitten. I hope he's good to you, or I'll have to beat the hell out of him. Cammy pushed the door open, and the fresh evening air greeted us. I'm sure he would be absolutely terrified at the mere thought. Our laughter echoed off the brick building, and even though I was chatting with my bestie, all I could think about was my date tomorrow evening. It had been a long time since I'd had one, and the idea sent butterflies scattering in my stomach. Now that we're out of the club, I opened the Mustang's door and climbed into the passenger seat. Yeah? Cammy buckled up and started the engine, grinning as it roared to life. Sebastian asked me out for tomorrow night. I'm not sure where he's taking me, but I need to wear something nice. Cammy gaped at me, and then she snorted. Do you know how long it's been since I've had a guy take me somewhere nice? Same. Well, I've seen your clothes, and you don't have anything to wear. I mean, you have corporate suits and shit, not something sexy. But don't worry, babe. I've got your back. You're not taking me home, are you? Nope. We're going to make drinks and rummage through my closet. You can stay the night or Uber to your place later, but I plan to get shit-faced. Cammy was fucking hilarious when she got drunk, and I welcomed the entertainment. A few more drinks sounded nice, but I had to work later. For a fleeting moment, I wondered what Sebastian would think if he knew how I earned my money after 10 in the evening. It was almost 2 in the morning when I finally left Cammy's and took an Uber home. Work would have to wait until Monday evening. But I could afford to take a few nights off since I'd made 25 grand. Once I brushed my teeth and changed into my pajamas, I strolled to the kitchen to grab a glass of water. Hydrating always helped me avoid a hangover, and I hadn't done well in the water department that night. Gathering a glass from the cabinet, I pushed the rim against the water dispenser on my refrigerator. A reflection caught my attention in the window directly above the sink, and a shudder ran through my body as the hair rose on the back of my neck. Spinning around, I clutched the glass as water sloshed over the edge and landed on my bare feet. My legs threatened to buckle and betray me. He stood tall and wore a black hood that shrouded his Grim Reaper mask, and I looked into cold gray eyes peering at me through the shadows. His lips curved into a terrifying smile through the face covering, and a deafening scream erupted from my throat. I dropped the glass on the tile floor, the fragile pieces shattering in every direction. Fuck. Rather than fleeing, he stared at me. Without looking away from him, I stepped backward, mentally scolding myself for not installing an alarm system already. If I had, the police would be on their way once I pushed a hidden button in the house. Instead, I was left glancing around for my phone, which was most likely on my damn nightstand. An eerie calm washed over me as our eyes locked. The deafening roar in my ears, the only sound. He moved away from the window before he appeared at the door leading into my kitchen from the backyard. The top half was glass, and all he had to do was break it, reach in, and unlock it. Goosebumps skated across my skin, and my teeth chattered, waiting for his next move. Rooted in place, I fisted my hand as my chest heaved, and I willed myself to fucking run. He raised a black-gloved hand, placed his palm against the window, and paused before disappearing into the night. My legs collapsed beneath me, and my knees smacked the unforgiving ground as I dragged myself around the treacherous shards of glass that littered my path. Closing and locking the door behind me, I pulled myself onto my queen-sized bed and snatched up my phone. In seconds,
911 was on the line. I stumbled through answering the questions, barely remembering my address as the lady took my report.
The police are on the way. Please stay on the line until they arrive.
I curled into a ball at the head of my bed, shaking so hard I was afraid I might puke, and my frantic heartbeat ticked away the time as I waited.
Ma'am, they've reached your residence and will ring the doorbell. Please stay on the line until you confirm that Officer Bexley and Officer Hong are with you.
With a trembling voice, I replied, Okay, thank you. I hurried to the front door and peered out of the peephole, verifying two uniformed men were standing on my porch. Carefully, I left the chain in place and cracked it open.
Ma'am, we're Officer Bexley and Huang. We received a call that you had an intruder.
I nodded and returned my attention to the operator listening to our conversation. Thank you for staying on the phone with me. The cops are here.
You're welcome. Have a good evening.
The woman disconnected the call. Once I removed the chain, I welcomed the police into my home.
Do you mind if we have a look around?
Officer Bexley asked. No, of course not. I glanced over my shoulder and spotted a tall figure across the street. Before I had time to point him out to the cops, it disappeared into the darkness. I rubbed my bare arms, willing the nightmare to disappear along with the masked man. But somewhere inside, I knew it was the same person who had stared through my window and into my soul. I just wanted to know how long he had waited for me. My thoughts were in a dangerous whirlwind as I followed the police around the house, with my heart in my throat. Chapter 8. Ella.
Stop stressing. You look stunning.
Cammy thoughtfully tapped her chin and paced the width of her bedroom. Since our college graduation, Cammy had lived in the same building in the Pearl District. Before I bought my house, I had shared the apartment with Cammy. Even though it had an older interior, we'd revitalized its white walls with art and decorations. When we learned that we could add a removable accent wall, we nearly peed our pants with excitement. We chose a dark, shabby chic theme, which added depth to the space. We adored the look so much that we gave the living room the same treatment.
You're missing some...
Her eyes widened and she snapped her fingers. Apparently, you figured it out. I smoothed the form-fitting backless black dress with a slit up the right thigh. My thoughts returning to the man at my door last night. I'm safe here. I inhaled deeply, forcing myself to return my attention to the dress. It had taken Cammy a good hour to talk me into wearing it for my evening with Sebastian. This dress was sexy, really sexy. It was one thing to be provocative in the cam job, but this was real life, and I was terrified of going out with Sebastian. With his heart-stopping smile and accent, I could see him charming his way into my bed.
Puff, of course I did.
She waved me off before she hurried to the jewelry box and removed a strand of pearls.
This will be perfect.
I swept my hair off my neck before she fastened the necklace. Thanks for your help. I need the distraction after last night.
Don't forget that you're not going home until your alarm system is installed tomorrow. So after your hot date, have him drop you off here.
I chewed on my bottom lip and willed myself not to cry. After the cops had taken my statement and left, I'd called my bestie. She'd rushed over to be with me at my place. Cammy packed some clothes and toiletries, insisting I stay with her until it was safe to return to my place. A new back door without a window and an alarm system would be installed tomorrow. I was willing to pay a rush fee to have it done. My thoughts and emotions were in turmoil as I tried to identify the man and wondered why he hadn't broken into my home. Was he someone I knew? Could he be the serial killer? Without Cammy's support while preparing for my date, I might have completely lost my grip on reality.
Do not ruin my artwork, girl.
Cammy blew in my face until I started laughing.
Seriously, you look mouth-watering yummy. I mean, if I were into chicks and not dicks, I would take you home with me. She gave me an exaggerated wink and giggled. Well, I hate to break it to you, but you've already taken me to your place. I laughed and pulled her in for a hug. Love ya. Thank you for making me laugh. Cammy clung to me. My bestie was strong. We both were. But it was moments like these where I caught a glimpse of how she was really feeling. Last night had scared the shit out of her as well. Love you too. She dropped her arms and stepped back, placing her hands on her slender hips. My work is done here. It's up to you now. And you gave Sebastian my address to pick you up, right? I rolled my eyes at her. For the 10th time, yes. You're worse than my mother. Cammy glanced at her Apple Watch. Well, the man better not be late. That doesn't make a good impression on me. She tilted her head, attitude rolling off her. Cammy, I'm nervous enough. You're making it worse. I wiped my sweaty palms on the dress's bodice, and Cammy groaned. Damn it, I'm going to have to get my dress dry cleaned now. I was about to wipe my hands off some more just to see her turn beet red with frustration, but the sound of the doorbell interrupted me. My heart galloped into overdrive, and I took several soothing breaths. I've got it! She ran out of her bedroom before I could catch her. I blew out a big breath and waited to make sure it was Sebastian. Pacing the room, I couldn't stop my smile as his deep voice soothed me. I squared my shoulders, grabbed my clutch with my phone, ID, and credit card tucked inside, and joined them in the living room. The second Sebastian saw me, his blue eyes widened, and he paused mid-sentence. Hi, I said softly. You look amazing. My pulse jumped as I took in the sight of him, towering and imposing, his well-defined muscles evident even beneath the elegant navy suit. The pants accentuated his powerful thighs, while the jacket showcased his broad and muscular shoulders. His chiseled jaw, freshly shaven, beckoned to me, and I yearned to trace its sharp contours with my fingers. I swallowed over the dryness in my throat. A lopsided smile eased across his face. You look breathtaking. His accent was thicker than usual. An anticipation swept over me. It's all Cammy. I folded my hands in front of me in order not to fidget. No offense, but Cammy couldn't have done this. Natural beauty can't be. You two are sucking all the oxygen from the room. Cammy turned to me. Have fun. Be home late. She gave me a quick hug before she turned to Sebastian. Her entire body stiffened. Hurt my girl, and I will very slowly saw off your balls with a butter knife and feed them to you. Sebastian glanced at me before he answered. I would expect no less from a best friend. Message received. Excellent. Then get out of my apartment, both of you. She squeezed my arm as I walked by. Keep your doors locked, I whispered. Always. Don't worry about me. Go have fun. She shooed me out and laughed as she closed the door behind us. Sebastian extended his arm and I slipped mine through his. Sorry about her. He patted my hand. Don't apologize. I know plenty of people that would give anything to have a friend like that. We made small talk as we walked down the hall into the elevator. Once we entered and the doors closed, I realized no one else was in the small space. Between his proximity and the light musk of the cologne he was wearing, my body went into overdrive. If I weren't a gentleman, I would pin you against the wall and kiss you until neither of us could breathe. Tilting my chin up, I composed myself. Sometimes, being a gentleman is overrated. His gaze darkened, and he cleared his throat as the lobby button lit up.
I might need a longer elevator ride for that.
I laughed as we entered the main floor of the building and headed to the exit. Sebastian cracked the door open and then paused.
I'll bring the car around.
Before I could argue with him, he darted outside and jogged toward the parking area. My heart hammered against my ribs as a familiar, fleeting shadow from the window danced behind me. With a startled gasp, I whipped around, my high heels betraying me as they wobbled. With trembling hands, I desperately grasped the wall and managed to steady myself, narrowly avoiding a collision with two departing men. A furious blush danced across my cheeks. I'm so sorry. A man with sun-kissed blonde hair extended a reassuring hand to my arm.
It's okay. Are you all right?
Taking a shaky breath, I replied. Yes, I just... For a moment, I mistook you for someone I met last night. It caught me off guard. From the lobby entrance, Sebastian's commanding tone sliced through the murmured conversation around us.
Is everything okay here?
Composing myself, I met his gaze. I lost my footing. He was making sure that I was all right. With a chilling dread, I realized I couldn't let Sebastian discover that I'd confused this innocent stranger with the menacing figure from last night. Sebastian's expression softened as he nodded appreciatively at the man.
Thanks for looking out for her.
His large hand found its place on the small of my back, radiating a comforting warmth. The man smiled.
Stay safe,
he said, and then he and his companion exited the lobby. Sebastian's voice lowered as he ushered me away.
I was worried they were bothering you.
No, it was the other way around, I'm afraid. Sebastian led us outside to his car, idling at the curb. He held the door for me, and I tried my best to land in the seat and tuck my legs beneath the dress so the long slit didn't show my ass cheek. I'd opted for a seamless thong, but now I was rethinking my choice. My butt was freezing and had almost mooned my date. The sound of Sebastian's throat clearing pulled me from my thoughts, and I looked up at him. His eyes were dark, pupils dilated. He was staring at me like he wanted to fuck me on the spot, and from the impressive outline of his cock pressing against his navy slacks, I wasn't wrong. Heat flooded my body, and I crossed my legs at the ankle. He leaned over and slid the seatbelt around my waist, his face a mere centimeter from mine. I sucked in a breath as the heat of his body consumed the small space between us. His attention flicked to my mouth and then to my eyes as a wicked grin curved his full lips. I mentally begged for him to drag his knuckles over my painfully hard nipples, but he took extra precautions not to make contact. The click of the seatbelt snapped into place, and he straightened slowly. I inwardly groaned, disappointed that he had only teased me. Once Sebastian was in the driver's seat and we were buckled up, he merged into the oncoming traffic. He reached over with his free hand and took mine, and butterflies fluttered madly in my chest. My fingers traced over his swollen red knuckles, a reminder of the moment he had punched my would-be rapist. My stomach twisted with guilt and gratitude. He had injured himself to protect me. But I also felt admiration for his fearlessness and willingness to do what was right. Every feminist cell in my body melted into a puddle with memories of how he'd beaten that asshole's face in. It had left me shocked and intrigued. Something deliciously mysterious about this man intrigued me, and I wanted to uncover more. Sebastian glanced at me, then continued to focus on the drive.
How was your day?
Thank God he wasn't looking at me. I couldn't have hidden the surprise from my expression. I'd never had a date where I was asked how my day was. It was nice. I hung out with Cammy until you picked me up. Yours? Did you work at the club? Sebastian looked at me, his jaw clenched visibly, muscles taut and straining beneath his skin. A storm of emotions briefly flashed in his eyes,
anger, confusion, and maybe a hint of pain. I folded my hands on my lap as I studied him, wondering what was behind his reaction. Had I said something wrong?
No, I had some things to take care of and didn't want to get locked into working tonight. Kip was supposed to cover for me, but he called in sick. Riley is filling in. Not sure you've met her yet. Anyway, I rarely take time off, but I wasn't about to miss our evening together.
Sebastian shifted in his seat, appearing uncomfortable for a second. His words sent my pulse skittering. You seem to like your job, at least bartending, anyway. Or you could like beating guys up more. An offhanded laugh escaped me.
Only if they're trying to hurt others. That's a fucking trigger for me, and my temper can get the best of me in those circumstances.
His accent thickened, revealing his growing frustration with each word. Sebastian signaled left, then drove down toward the river. I remained silent, attempting to guess where he was taking me. A few minutes later, he pulled into a building's valet parking. Our car doors flew open, and one of the employees extended his hand and assisted me out of the car. Their greeting was filled with warmth and familiarity. Sebastian clearly had a rapport with them. As I approached him near the entrance, he gently placed his comforting palm on my exposed back, guiding us into the restaurant. I was immediately enveloped in a cozy ambience. The soft glow of candlelight, plum-colored seats, and matching fabrics on the walls. My heels sank into the plush carpet as the host gracefully led us up a set of stairs and through a glass door. A semi-private dining area was perched on top of the building, and I gasped, taking it all in. The rooftop offered a panoramic view of the vast, tranquil river. Nightfall draped the world in a velvety darkness, and the moonlight danced across the gentle ripples of the water. Elegant string lights adorned the restaurant, casting a warm golden glow that contrasted with the stars overhead. Once seated, I set my clutch on the side of the table and offered Sebastian a shy smile. No one had ever taken me somewhere so nice. This is beautiful. Sebastian's gaze met mine.
Not as beautiful as you.
Out of nowhere, my nape prickled with unease. I discreetly tucked a strand of hair behind my ear, trying to suppress the rising panic. The memories of last night's unwelcome visitor flooded my mind. Desperate to dismiss the idea that I was being watched, I looked away and pretended to adjust my dress. I closed my eyes and took a deep breath. But the unnerving sensation persisted, and I was left with an inescapable feeling of being stalked.
Chapter 9. Sebastian. Although I suspected Ella tried to hide her reaction, something had rattled her. What's wrong? Her eyes widened, and her smile slipped into place.
I'm sorry, I thought I saw someone I knew and it surprised me.
That was twice tonight. I had years of experience reading people in numerous situations, and Ella was lying to me. Granted, this was our first date, and I had no right to get into her business. But the fear that flashed across her face bothered me. I hated seeing her upset. I reached for her hand, hoping to soothe her. The waiter approached us with our waters and set them on the table. Once we ordered a couple of cocktails, we fell into a comfortable silence while we studied the menus.
What do you recommend?
She asked, her voice soft. She sank her teeth into her lower lip. I stifled my groan, but my dick was all about getting to know her. All of her. The lobster is amazing. If you prefer beef, the filet mignon melts in your mouth.
Oh, wow, they're both really expensive. I can get a salad.
She closed the menu and set it on the table, folding her hands in her lap. Ella, it's not about the money. It's about giving you an experience that you'll never forget. Wined and dined. No strings attached.
I don't expect to spend the night with you, and you don't owe me anything, not a single damn thing. If I can get you to smile or laugh, then it's already been the best night of my life. Ella stared at me as if I were an alien that had just landed on planet Earth. She looked away, then returned her gaze to me. Our eyes locked as I tried to reassure her that I meant exactly what I said. Tell me the truth. What do you love to eat, or have wanted to try, but never allowed yourself to? I stroked the back of her hand with a pat of my thumb. Ella McLeod had a way of captivating me, and she was taking pieces of my heart without my consent. Yet there was a depth to her that I couldn't quite understand. She carried herself with a sense of wisdom and life experience that I hadn't seen in someone her age before. She licked her lips, and I focused on her full mouth. Incredibly uncomfortable, I shifted in the seat in a failed attempt to give my poor cock some relief. The lobster, but I can pay half. I chuckled. You don't quit, do you? I don't want us to leave at the end of the night, and you're pissed because I didn't suck your dick or sleep with you. Most guys think if they pay for nice dinner, that the girl or guy owes them. Anger licked through me with the idea that any man would make Ella feel pressured into something she didn't want. Then it sounds like you've gone out with the wrong guys. That's changing. Now be a good girl and order the lobster. If you don't, I'll order it for you. Ella gasped, her cheeks burning bright red as she sucked in an audible breath. Maybe I'd been too forward. But if she worked with attorneys, she should be used to it. Before she could respond, the waiter appeared, and she ordered the lobster. So, what part of Australia are you from? The capital of Australia, Canberra. It's about 150 miles southwest of Sydney. Have you ever visited? She shook her head. No, but I'd love to visit. Have you been in the States long? Since the sixth grade. I met Kip not long after. Her eyes widened. I didn't realize you guys were childhood friends. From what it sounds like, you and Kip are family like Cammy and I are. Having a lifelong friend who